Volume 2, Number 2, Summer 2012, WLBPD at AADL News, Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL, 734-327-4224, WLBPD at AADL.org. The National Library Service, Bard and Beyond. This year, we were fortunate to have Neil Bernstein, Research and Development Officer at the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, as a guest presenter at the vendor fair Visions 2012, What's New in Technology and Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Neil's presentation included an update on the transition in leadership at the NLS, with Karen Kenninger appointed as the new director effective March 26th. Karen Kenninger is a highly respected administrator and a leader in the NLS library network. As director of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped for 8 years, 2000 to 2008, Kenninger managed the statewide library program, the Machine Lending Agency, Instructional Materials Center, Braille Production, and Audio Production Units. She served on the Digital Long-Term Planning Group established by NLS in 2001 to guide planning for the now successfully completed digital talking book transition and on the successor Digital Transition Advisory Committee. She led the transition in Iowa from analog to digital talking books and players and was successful in securing funds for the digital conversion of locally produced talking books. She is a daily user of the full range of information technologies for the blind and visually impaired, including web braille, digital talking book machines and books, and online download services. NLS Operations Alert number 12 through 10, February 15th, 2012. Neil also gave an update on a number of upgrades and additions to the NLS BARD website that have been in development and are expected to launch this year and beyond. BARD is the Braille and Audio Reading Download, NLS's online source for accessing digital books for download. If you are interested in downloading books to listen to on your NLS Digital Talking Book Machine, DTBM, you may apply for a BARD account by going to nlsbard.loc.gov. Currently, nearly 26,000 digital books, DB, and 51 magazines are available for download, with more titles being added every week. Other highlights from Neil. Phasing out of web braille as BARD begins incorporating braille materials. A new detail page for each item. A wish list for items to be downloaded at a later date. A way to access your download history and re-download anything from there. A way to find other books in the same series. Multiple subject headings per book. New links within entries on the subject and the author's and narrator's names. New materials from the music collection, locally produced materials, and foreign language materials. NLS is also working hard on infrastructural changes that will support future projects such as mobile applications, vastly improved BARD and catalog searching capabilities, and someday taking the DTBM itself online to receive materials directly. These things are enabled by the digital transition itself nearly complete, with digital magazines coming later this year. BARD, most popular books in the last 90 days. The Hunger Games, Book 1. DB68384, Suzanne Collins, read by Aaron Jones, fiction, young adult. Zero Day, DB73933, David Baldacci, read by Jim Ziegler, fiction, suspense. Catching Fire, Hunger Games, Book 2, DB69689, Suzanne Collins, read by Aaron Jones, fiction, young adult. Lethal, DB73782, Sandra Brown, read by Martha Harmon Party, fiction, suspense. The Litigators, DB73804, John Grisham, read by Jim Ziegler. Fiction, legal. Now You See Her, DB73624, James Patterson, read by Catherine Byers. Fiction, suspense. Betrayal of Trust, DB73810, J.A. Jantz, read by Jim Ziegler. Fiction, mystery and detective. The Egg and I, DB37151, Betty McDonald, read by Pam Ward. Nonfiction, humor. Killing Lincoln, The Shocking Assassination That Changed America Forever, DB73850, Bill O'Reilly, read by Mike Stefanelli. Nonfiction, U.S. history. Seriously, I'm kidding. DB73788, Ellen DeGeneres, read by Mayor Trevathan. Nonfiction, humor. 33 Men, Inside the Miraculous Survival and Dramatic Rescue of the Chilean Miners, DB73380, Jonathan Franklin, read by Peter Johnson. Nonfiction, biography. A Stolen Life, A Memoir, DB73692, J.C. Dugard, read by Mayor Trevathan. Nonfiction, crime. Sights Unseen, Traveling the World Without Sight, DB73854, Wendy S. David, read by Carrie Dukin. Nonfiction, travel. Blind Vision, The Neuroscience of Visual Impairment, DB73465. Zara Cataneo, read by Carrie Dukin. Nonfiction, blindness and physical handicaps. More books to be announced in Talking Book Topics, TBT. Beginning with the July-August 2012 issue, Talking Book Topics will announce up to 500 titles per issue to eliminate a backlog of unannounced digital talking books. These titles will be listed as one-line annotations with their subject categories and tags for violence, strong language, or explicit descriptions of sex, and will continue until the backlog is reduced. Here are two examples. Fiction, Breathless, DBRC 70081, 8 hours, 15 minutes, by Dean Kuntz, read by Jeffrey Cummings. Mysterious animals capture the government's interest. Suspense, violence and some strong language. Bestseller, commercial audiobook, 2009. Nonfiction, Cheever, A Life, DB69273, 30 hours, 51 minutes, by Blake Bailey, read by Roy Avers. Literary biography of Pulitzer Prize-winning author. Literature, Some Strong Language, 2009. Hundreds attend Visions 2012. More than 400 people attended the Visions Vendor Fair, held May 9th at Washtenaw Community College, WCC. The event was sponsored by the Ann Arbor District Library, which also serves as the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, and co-sponsored by the Michigan Commission for the Blind and WCC. Attendees mingled with 37 vendors and organizations and learned of new technologies and services for the blind and visually impaired. The event featured many hands-on demonstrations, sighted assistants were available, and snacks, beverages were sold by the Michigan Commission for the Blind Business Enterprise Program. Presentations covered such topics as the National Library Service for the Blind, teaching and learning material for the blind in developing countries, how technology can help students with visual impairments, and what's new in assistive technology. The next Visions will be held at WCC in May 2014. Contact us. Phone 734-327-4224. Email wlbpd@aadl.org. Website wlbpd.aadl.org. WLBPD location and hours. The WLBPD collection is housed in the downtown Ann Arbor District Library at 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, at the corner of 5th Avenue and Williams Street. The library is open Monday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Library locations, downtown, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Mallets Creek Branch, 3090 East Eisenhower Parkway, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48108. Pittsfield Branch, 2359 Oak Valley Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. Traverwood Branch, 3333 Traverwood Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48105. West Branch, 2503 Jackson Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103.